Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It must start out stop rapping about. Yeah. Here we go. I'm still the best rapper alive today that I passed. These rappers claim to be king, need to get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes, you're moving too fast. Because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind, God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got colder, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity. A curse. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut, so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow, I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy's standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah.
Forgot about me,
huh?
Well,
Listen to me. It's false prophets on the box, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot, but I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollin' about yourself made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you tryna take all the fame, but no one day we all gon' have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody
yeah.
Do
y'all one more. Listen. They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out they mind.
Really?
I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die. See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God. I'm on my Nicki Minaj because I don't want no fraud. But there's a snake in every click, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money, man, I mean a man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word cause they still don't live it. Watch their bread, if something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Yeah.
Seems like
Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank, bless the name of the Lord. We thank God for everybody that is called in on tonight. Everybody that is tuned in. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to welcome everybody to the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr. We want to welcome everybody in tonight, and we invite you in to have a blessed time in the Lord. We will be opening up the floor temporarily, amen, to see if you got some testimonies or maybe prayer requests. If anybody calls in on tonight, but perhaps you might be online and have a testimony or prayer request, you can put it in the comment box. Praise God. For now, let's get it started with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight, Lord, for allowing us to bless us to come together in your name on tonight. Lord, we simply ask, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way on tonight as it always does. Hallelujah, we ask, Lord, that you flood our hearts, you flood our minds, You flood our spirits with nothing but you, Lord. Your revelation, your wisdom, your knowledge, Lord. And we thank you in advance, hallelujah, for everything you're about to say that's going to touch our hearts, minds, and soul, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask that you move us in a mighty way on tonight. And, Lord, we ask that you hold back and you bind and rebuke any work of the enemy that's trying to come against what you have for us on tonight. And we pray these things in your son Jesus' name. But before we close this prayer, we want to tell you, Lord, we love you. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we magnify you. We glorify your name on tonight because you are worthy to be praised. There's none like you, none beside you, none above you, and there never will be, Lord. You are the Most High God. Hallelujah. And we worship you and magnify your name on tonight. Hallelujah. And we just thank you and we just praise you. Not because of what you do, not about what you can do. Hallelujah, Lord. But we praise you, Lord, just for being who you are. And as God, all by yourself. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. Hallelujah. Amen. To the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, Senior. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we have a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. God wants to encourage us tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God to use the gifts, hallelujah, that he has given us. Praise God. Hallelujah. He has given us gifts. Praise God. Amen. That we were born with. Praise God. And I'm not talking about gifts like to draw or to sing or hallelujah, praise God. Amen. I'm talking about the natural gifts that we were born with. Most of us, amen, could born, what we were born speaking. Praise God.
You are the last party in the conference.
A lot of us don't realize, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, that our voice, praise God, is our most powerful gift that God has given us. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't realize, hallelujah, that the things we say, amen, can either be a blessing or they can be a curse on our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't realize the power and the magnitude, hallelujah, amen, that the gift of speech, praise God, hallelujah, has impacted each and every last one of our lives. Praise God, hallelujah. It's because of the things that we speak, hallelujah, amen, praise God. It's the end result of the things, hallelujah, that are in our lives because of the things that come out of our mouth. Praise God, the Bible says, amen, praise God, that it's not the things that go in you that defile you. Hallelujah. It's the things that come out that defile you. And Jesus was, amen, using a metaphor. He was saying, amen, when you eat food, praise God, hallelujah, the food ain't going to kill you. Praise God. It's the stuff that comes out of your body, hallelujah, that would have killed you. But it goes out and goes down the trough. Glory to God, hallelujah. In other words, it goes down the toilet where it's supposed to go. Praise God. Hallelujah. He was using a metaphor for the way we speak. Glory to God. The things that come out of our mouth, yeah, at the time, praise God, hallelujah, they was mad because the disciples hadn't washed their hands. But God used that opportunity, amen, to make it a teaching point. Praise God. It's not the things that go in us, hallelujah, that defiles us. It's the things that come out and the way they come out. Praise God, hallelujah. Things exit our bodies two different ways, amen. They either, amen, go down toward the sewer, praise God, hallelujah, amen, or either they come out into the atmosphere. Praise God. The issue is the reason why we don't realize there's any kind of power in the things that are coming out of our mouth is because we can't, amen, see the things that are coming out of our mouth as they're coming out. Praise God, you see the waste. praise God, because you got to flush the toilet. You know the waste, hallelujah, came out. Praise God, hallelujah. But you don't realize the things that are coming out of your mouth. You can feel the air when you talk. Praise God, hallelujah. Every time you speak, you see the air. People smell your breath when you talk. Praise God. Every time you say something, hallelujah, if you just had a mint or if you just ate a piece of garlic, whatever is in your mouth is hitting them in the face and it's hitting them hard. It's power in it. Praise God. Hallelujah. But because you don't see it materialize as you're saying it, glory to God, hallelujah, you don't realize that something just came out of your mouth. Hallelujah. When we go to Mark chapter 11, which is a familiar passage of scripture that you should, hallelujah, amen. I'm sorry, chapter 10. Wait, hold on. Oh, yeah, Mark chapter 11. I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong book. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 11, verses 22, 23, and 24. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me read 22. It says, Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, when you have faith in God, you're not just saying, amen, I got faith, amen, in an entity that's in the sky. Hallelujah. I just don't have faith, amen, in the thing that I don't see. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because see, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the word of God tells me that God has put some things in me. Hallelujah, praise God. In the book of Proverbs, amen, it says, hallelujah, amen, that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Hallelujah, and those that love it will eat the fruit thereof. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. So Solomon, praise God, was trying to tell us, praise God, that there are power in the words that we speak. Hallelujah. And if you like what you're saying, praise God, you know what I'm saying, praise God. If you got a certain way you talk, this is the way you talk. People say that's the way they talk. They talk like that. They like. Hallelujah, amen. They love the fruit thereof. That's the way they talk. I ain't got it. I'm broke. Hallelujah, praise God. A lot of people love and they like the gossip and eat the fruit about how men ain't no good, how women ain't no good. There ain't no good men out there. You ain't going to find one. Ain't no good women out there. You ain't going to find one. Praise God, hallelujah. These are the things you saying and you love to say it. Hallelujah. You love to get around your friends and gossip about people. Hallelujah. You love to talk about how oppressed our people are and how there ain't no jobs out there and how we ain't going to never come up and how we don't never come together as a people. We love to have these conversations. Praise God. But not realizing the power that we have in the things that we are saying. We are constantly saying, hallelujah, that women ain't no good, men ain't no good, we ain't going to find one. So you don't, because you're going to eat the things that you are saying. Hallelujah, because your words are that powerful, and God put that power in you. Praise God, hallelujah. He said, amen, Mark chapter 11, verse 23, praise God, bless you, hallelujah. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever, now watch this, he didn't say if you say. Praise God, and he didn't say, amen, if you're black. He didn't say if you're white. Praise God, he didn't say if you're poor. He didn't say if you're rich. He didn't say what kind of social standing you have. He didn't say if you had a high school diploma, a GED, or you're a dropout. He did not specify who. So this applies to everybody. Remember when God made man, the Bible says that God made man in his image and in his likeness. Praise God. So God made man in his image like him. He, the way he imagined us, hallelujah, like him is how he made us. So we are made in his image and like him, meaning, praise God, that the same abilities that he put into, that he has, we have. Praise God. In a sense, we are God's many needs. Hallelujah. Adam was the first mini-me of God. Hallelujah. Why do you think when Adam said there's a snake, that's what the snake was? Hallelujah. He didn't got it. He didn't have to get no approval. God, as a matter of fact, God brought the animal to him and asked him, well, what is that? Because whatever you say it is, that's what it's going to be. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, if Adam can speak to the physical thing and say, that's the tree. See, the Bible only calls it a tree because Adam called it a tree. Oh, glory. Y'all don't understand. See, God didn't make up these words. Hallelujah. We made up the language. Oh, y'all ain't catching it. See, every word written in this Bible was a word that man made up. Because we had that power to make up. That's a basket. That's a TV. That's a can. That's a refrigerator. Because a man said it was. Or a woman said it was. Because we had the power to say that's what it is. They come out with diseases every day. They ain't never heard of this disease before. But I'm going to give it a name. Because I got the power to do it. Praise God. Now, if I got that power, hallelujah, in the physical, then I have even more power, hallelujah, in the spiritual. Because God said, let there be light, and the light was. He didn't have to hit a switch. He said it, and it happened. Now, if you got that ability in you, then you need to speak to a thing and say what that thing is, which is what you are doing, but you don't realize what you're doing. Glory to God. You pointing to it and you saying this is what this is. This is a troubled marriage. This ain't never going to work out. I ain't going to never, you know, find the right career. I'm going to die broke just like my father. You looking at your situation and you're saying what it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you usually using it on the negative end. Praise God. I used to have a little thing about faith, that faith can work in either direction. Faith is not a positive nor a negative thing. Hallelujah. Faith is what you make it out to be. It can be positive or negative because faith is called a confidence in or a strong belief. That's why he said to have faith in God because a lot of us got faith in other things. We got strong belief in other things. Glory to God. And that strong belief in other things, hallelujah, is what's going to lead us, hallelujah, to condemnation. That's what's going to leave us, hallelujah, broke. That's what's going to leave us sad, lonely, depressed, all that other stuff. Glory to God, because our faith was in something else except God. Our strong belief is in something else except God. Hallelujah. And he's saying, have faith in God. And God said that whatever you speak, he said, speak things that are not as if they were. Hallelujah. That means if you single, hallelujah, you need to speak like you married. Hallelujah. Amen. If that's what you desire and if that's what's in God's will for your life, that's what will come to pass. Praise God, but you got to be the one to believe it and speak it. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. Let's go to it to say amen. For whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Now let me go back before I finish. But when you say to the mountain, now you're not going to really walk up to a mountain. Hallelujah. God, Jesus is saying you can. But he's actually using the mountain as a metaphor. Because, well, why would you really want a mountain to move? Glory to God. Unless he's talking about the mountains of obstacles that are in your life. The things that are preventing you from moving forward. The things that you can't go around, you can't go over, and you can't go through. Glory to God. You can't help the way you were raised. You can't help the environment you came up in. Hallelujah. All the negative things that were supposed to keep you, hallelujah, suppressed and oppressed. You can't help those things. Hallelujah. But the Lord said you can speak to those things. Hallelujah. And you can have those things removed. In other words, amen, those were obstacles in your life. Praise God. And they should be complications. Glory to God, hallelujah, from you moving forward. But if you believe and speak to that thing and say, be thy removed, the thing that happened to you when you was a kid that nobody know that your older relative did, but you keep it hidden, glory to God, hallelujah, and you feel like this thing is what's holding you back. You can speak to that thing, hallelujah, and tell that thing to move. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So you can speak to the obstacle. Yeah, you just got a GED. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it's high school dropouts. Amen. That are millionaires. So what's really our excuse? I was raised in the hood. I was raised in the ghetto. So were a whole bunch of other black folks, praise God, hallelujah, and white folks, too, of all races, matter of fact, and they made it out. Could it be, hey, amen, we using our upbringing or the mountain as an excuse not to prosper, not to move forward? Because look how big the mountain is. Look at all the stuff that went on in my family. I don't know who my daddy is. Hallelujah. None of my sisters and brothers look alike. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of you, they don't know who your real parents are. Glory to God. All these obstacles, your skin color could be an obstacle. Hallelujah. Praise God. Skin color could be an obstacle, but glory to God, look at how everybody else has overcome their skin color obstacles. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's too many people overcoming these obstacles because they use the principles of God. They may not have known that's what they was doing, but they looked at that obstacle in front of them, and they told it to move out of the way, and they pressed forward. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he's saying, be thou cast into the sea and shall not doubt. They didn't doubt. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I don't know if y'all saw the NWA, the Straight Outta Compton. Hallelujah. Remember Dr. Dre, his mama wanted him to get a job. He said, I ain't getting no job. She said, but you a black man, you need to get a job. You barely got an education. You need to get a job because your skin color is already a obstacle. Hallelujah. You trying to get into a music industry where they ain't really letting us in the music industry, especially with the kind of music you trying to do, another obstacle. And maybe he didn't know he was using the principles of God, but he said, I don't care about these obstacles. I don't care if my mother becomes an obstacle. A lot of our relatives have become obstacles. Hallelujah. Praise God, because they're negative in telling us what we can't do and what we should do. Hallelujah. Amen. They tell you the best. This is the best path to go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Imagine if your favorite rapper, your favorite movie star, your favorite singer, your favorite artist would have listened to their parents and with the lawyer. Hallelujah. The doctor, the insurance salesman. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The dentist. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because they believed, hallelujah, amen, in themselves. See, we say believe in ourselves, but what we really believe in is the abilities that God has given us. Hallelujah. And therefore, it all goes back to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says, shall not doubt. Amen. These people didn't doubt. These people didn't doubt. They didn't give up. Praise God. Amen. These comedians, they didn't give up. When nobody came, when nobody laughed, they kept doing it. These preachers, hallelujah, they preached to two people, three people, no people. Hallelujah. And they kept doing it. Praise God. Hallelujah. They didn't let these obstacles. See, a lot of times doubt is an obstacle. But you got to tell doubt move out your way. And then you can't doubt that you done moved out the doubt. Because the devil will try to sneak in and say, you know, you still doubt a little bit, don't you? You still know what the stats are on this. Praise God. One in every, what, so many. Praise God. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So you got to, amen, rebuke the doubt out the doubt. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the devil won't stop, hallelujah, but he will flee if you continue to resist. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he said, but shall believe those things which he has said shall come to pass. But who shall believe those things? You got to believe the things that you're saying. Praise God. See, that's why it's so easy for you to say what you're saying now. That's why it's so easy for you to speak the way you speak now, the negative way. I'm broke. I ain't going to never have nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This ain't meant for me. Hallelujah. All the negative connotation that goes on in your mind, all the negative thoughts that float around in your head, praise God, hallelujah, because of those negative thoughts, you speak negative things. Glory to God, hallelujah. So we got to go, amen, into the mind and change the way we are thinking, hallelujah, about our situation, and switch it from, hallelujah, pessimistic to optimistic. Praise God, hallelujah. We got to be optimistic, amen, that things are going to work out for the good. Hallelujah. We got to believe what the word of God said. He said, have faith in God. The Bible says, whatever you put your hand to will prosper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why you got to start with your mind. First you start with your mind, then you start saying stuff, and then you start doing stuff. Praise God. Hallelujah. But first you got to get your thoughts right, because you got to believe what you're saying is going to come to pass. Look what he says. What he shall have whatsoever. Oh, there that word go again. Soever. Hallelujah. Meaning it don't matter what you're asking for. Hallelujah. Now that's hard to accept for Christians. It is, because we say, well, God's not a genie, God's not this, God's not that, but what is he saying? Whatsoever. He's not speaking in a religious point of view. He's telling you, amen, what the things that you're saying. That's why he started off saying, have faith in God. Hallelujah. And whoever translated the Bible separated the verses by numbers, amen, and they made sure to put 22 separate from 23 to let us know. Hallelujah. Amen. He's starting out saying have faith in God, but then explaining a principle of God. Hallelujah. And this principle of God works negative or positive. Hallelujah. 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 So when we use it to the positive, we achieve positive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because once you start saying the thing, you start doing the thing. Then you start achieving the thing. You can literally manifest the thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. By thinking it, speaking it, and doing it. Now watch this. Hallelujah. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever. There we go again. Hallelujah. Now, I done gave you the principle. Hallelujah. The principle is believe it and speak it. And watch it happen. Hallelujah. That's the principle. Now I'm telling you. It's like he broke it down. He explained this whole principle. Now I'm going to break it down again. Hallelujah. What things soever ye desire. Whatever you want. When you pray. When you communicate with God. Believe that you have received them. But once you say it, you got to act like you already got it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You might get your husband like that. A man might walk up, hallelujah, ask you out, tell him you married. Well, I'm married. Well, I ain't married, but I'm going to get married. Oh, you engaged. No, I don't even know the dude yet. What you mean? What is he talking about? You know what I'm saying? It might lead to, that might be your husband right there, because he might respect the fact, hallelujah, amen, that I feel like I'm already there. Hallelujah. I feel like God going to already send him to me, and I already want to be on point with telling people I'm married. Oh, wait, no, not yet. I'm sorry. I'm tripping. Not yet. I'm waiting on him. He on his way. I'm already ready to turn you down, because I feel like God is already, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So ever when you pray, believe that you have received them and ye shall have them. So you're going to get it once you believe it. Hallelujah. So once you say it, when you're praying, you're talking. Hallelujah. God, I desire this. God, I want this. God, I want to finish school. Now, if you tell God you want to finish school, now you know you got to get up and go. Glory to God. You got to get online classes or something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In other words, what I'm trying to say is everything you ask God for ain't going to magically appear before your eyes. You got to go out and get it, some of these things. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So he's saying, amen, praise God, that the power in your voice is so powerful that because the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you full of confidence, if you full of belief, praise God, if you full of God and you just know that God gonna do this thing if all I gotta do is try. Hallelujah, praise God. And he going to put, like the apostle says, he going to put his super on my natural. Because all I got to do is put my hand to it, according to the word. Hallelujah. That's why you got to be careful about what you put your hand to. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Because you might have yourself confused. Hallelujah, because you put your hand to the wrong thing, and that wrong thing started working for you because of your thought. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. You're going to find yourself in some trouble. That's why he said you got to meditate on his word. So you won't slip into them temptations and begin to do stuff, and when it started working, you think you got to be God. No, it's the ability God put in you. Hallelujah. You're using his principles. Hallelujah. Amen. You're using his principles, amen, for evil. And don't realize it because it's working. Hallelujah. You having that affair and you ain't got caught yet. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You're using principles. Praise God. Hallelujah. But remember, amen, another principle is whatever's done in the dark gonna come to the light with nothing hidden. Hallelujah, shall not come to the forefront. Glory to God, hallelujah. So when you're using one principle, hallelujah, you got to remember to use them all. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God is telling us tonight that we got so much power in the words that are coming out of our mouth. Hallelujah, amen. That first of all, amen, before I can retrain you how to talk, I got to retrain you how to think, the Lord says. Not me, the Lord. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. Remember, we in this together, glory to God. Hallelujah. So we all got to rethink the way we've been thinking about some things in our lives. Hallelujah. Praise God, I was listening to the morning show. He was saying, somebody stop saying you're not a morning person. Glory to God, hallelujah. Because ain't you're supposed to be glad God woke you up in the morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, and if you begin to speak, I'm a morning person. Hallelujah. If you stop saying, I'm not a morning person. I don't do mornings. Hallelujah. I'm one of them people, and I stop saying, and I just get up. Hallelujah, let it work itself out, glory to God. Hallelujah, praise God, because I don't want to keep speaking that thing, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen, and if you begin, amen, praise God, to like I say, every thought, God, I want to be a morning person, hallelujah. Well, that's going to cause some action. You're going to have to start getting up in the morning, glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. And that action starts in your mind. Hallelujah. When your eyes pop open and you see it's the morning, hallelujah, amen, your mind has got to tell your body, get up. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the mind has to be retrained on the situation. Your mind is the one telling you you're not a morning person. Hallelujah. So you got to go through your subconscious mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because your mind, see, up here, you think you know what you're thinking. We're finna get a little deep, y'all. You think you know what you're thinking, but your subconscious is saying something different. Hallelujah. So you got to get down in your subconscious mind. Hallelujah. And begin to reprogram your subconscious. Because your subconscious ain't programmed with what you done learned today. It's programmed in what you done learned over your lifetime. Hallelujah. Your subconscious is like a computer processor that has taken every scenario and situation in your life that you've been through, whether you consciously remember it or not, and has worked out a algorithm, hallelujah, in your mind. And you are running off of this algorithm. In other words, it's programming you how to act from the situations you've been through, and you don't even realize that's what's going on. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you got to begin to reprogram your subconscious. Hallelujah. In other words, you got to really, that's what they're doing when they meditate. When they sitting there and they quiet and they thinking good thoughts. Praise God. Hallelujah. They're thinking good thoughts consciously. Hallelujah. But they're meditating on those thoughts and allowing those thoughts to seep down into their subconscious. Hallelujah, because it's repetitious. Repetitiousness goes into the subconscious. Hallelujah, like I said, it's taking events that you've been through throughout your whole life, hallelujah, and putting them in this algorithm of repetition. This is how this always go. And every time you encounter this situation, you always act this way. You don't even know why you're acting this way. It's because your subconscious has programmed you to act this way because of previous events that you've been through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when you begin to meditate on the word of God, you begin to reprogram your subconscious, which feeds your conscious mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why do you think Jesus was gone for 40 days and 40 nights, just him and God? Hallelujah. Just him and God and some water. Wasn't no food. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because he had been alive 29 and a half years. Glory to God. I got to go out there and meditate with God. Hallelujah. Amen. I got to get, that's why he said, that's why y'all can't cast out demons. Y'all ain't did no prayer, no fasting. What you think he was doing for 40 days and 40 nights? He was praying and fasting, programming his, yes, he was God in the flesh, but you got to realize Lord have mercy. He came as a man to show you something. Hallelujah. I'm going to show you this whole process. I ain't start preaching till I was pointed out, till I was ordained. That's when he was ordained. There you go right there. Hallelujah. Then I had to get baptized. Hallelujah. Then I had to go into the wilderness. A lot of us ain't went into the wilderness to meditate on the word of God. Some of y'all fight the wilderness. I just got saved and lost my job. That's the wilderness. Hallelujah. Praise God. We just got saved. Now with the whole house turned upside down. That's the wilderness. It's 40 days. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's a time period, God has said. Hallelujah. Amen. To reprogram your subconscious being. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why else would he tell, why else would he go through this process himself? He created us. Hallelujah, praise God. He's telling you this is what you got to do. You want to walk on water? You got to do this. Hallelujah. You want to make turn water into wine? You want to do these miracles? You want to heal blind eyes? You want to live a holy and sanctified and set apart life? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You want to not bow to the pressures of what's going on around you and the people around you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You want to stand on the word like I did? You got to do what I did. I said, why do you think I said we going to the other side and went to sleep in the middle of the storm? Because I already said it, and I knew the power of my word. Hallelujah. Jesus only acted under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Why do you think he said, greater works shall you do? That's the problem. That's where we get caught up, because we don't think we can do greater works. We say it all the time. I ain't Jesus. But he told you to be greater than him. I had a priest even tell me one time, you mean to say, can't nobody get no greater than Jesus? I didn't say it. Why are you telling me that? Don't tell Jesus that. Jesus said, you will do greater works. Hallelujah. Praise God. So why we ain't doing them? Because we don't believe it. Because of what our subconscious has told us, because of what our parents told us growing up. Hallelujah. What our teachers told us. What the pastor told us. Glory to God. Amen. All these things, our friends, social media, now, glory to God, all this other stuff has programmed our subconsciousness. Now, when you come into contact with people, you act a certain way. You do this in this situation. You do that in every other situation. And sometimes you say, you wonder, why do I do that? Glory to God. You don't even know consciously because it's subconscious. Hallelujah. It's a part of the mind that's protecting the mind. Glory to God. It's the part of the mind that's controlling the mind, but you don't. It's not conscious. You don't even know what's going on. Hallelujah. Why do you think you just walk up? Do you think about walking up to the door, turning the doorknob to the left, pulling it, walking in, turning back around, grabbing the doorknob with your left hand, closing the door? Do you think about that? No, you just do it. Why? Because you've been programmed through your subconscious. You know how many feet it is from the bed to the bathroom. You don't know it, but you know it. Hallelujah. The only reason why Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder know it, because they had to know it. They had to tap into their subconscious to know it's 22 steps this way. Then I got to make a left, and don't forget, it's a little crack right there. I might get caught right there and screw up my toe. They got to know all that, but you know it. Hallelujah. You don't really know you know stuff until you see other people about to do stuff. You say, hey, watch that. But the dough right there, it got kind of a creak in it, and you got to lift up on it. But you don't think about it when you do it, but you see it when somebody else do it, because the subconscious mind alerts the conscious mind, hey, you got to stop them right quick. They about to do something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we got to start with our subconscious. We got to meditate on this word. Repetitiously. Hallelujah. We got to say what the word is saying about us to us repetitiously. Yes, we are children of the Most High God. Yes, we are made in his image and his likeness. Yes, we are able to do everything he did. Yes, we will do greater works, hallelujah, than he did. Glory to God. We're going to feed more people. We're going to heal more blind eyes. We're going to get more people saved than Jesus did. We're going to feed more than 5,000. Hallelujah. We gonna raise people from the dead. You can't raise nobody from the dead. Let me ask you, have you tried? My God. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about at the funeral. They already been cut open and autopsies and all that. I'm talking about, praise God, at the site. People have risen from the dead because that person prayed so hard and believed, and their eyes popped open. Hallelujah. They was gone. Praise God. Look up the stories. They there. Look it up on YouTube. They there. Praise God. People have died and prayed, and they have come back. Praise God. Hallelujah. A woman lifted a car off of her child. A woman, a frail woman, lifted a car off of her child. Why? Because she knew she had the power at that time. We call it adrenaline, testosterone. Men got testosterone. Women have estrogen. Glory to God. Whatever it is. Hallelujah, it's in us, and God already put it there. Maybe that's what he meant when he said the kingdom of heaven is inside of you. Everything you need is already there. You just got to program it correctly. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to program your subconscious by going over and over with this word. When you begin to do that, hallelujah, amen. Now, that's the heart. That's the heart of the mind, the subconscious. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We only do certain things because subconsciously we want to do it. Why you think when you drink alcohol, you do stuff you normally wouldn't do? But you thought about doing it, but you didn't do it. Glory to God, because your subconscious limits you. Your subconscious knows from experience, hallelujah, from repetitious experience, not to say that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't do that. Hallelujah. But when you get to drinking, that subconscious wall come down and you get to saying everything and doing everything you would have did. Hallelujah. We call it, amen, losing our ambitions and all this other stuff. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we are really allowing spirits in. Glory to God. That's why they call spirits. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But the Lord is saying tonight, we got to reprogram our subconscious mind to feed our conscious mind so we can speak the positive things in our life so our lives can change. Hallelujah. 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 So it got to change, hallelujah, in the heart of the mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to let the negative thoughts go down the trough. Hallelujah. You got to flush the negative stuff down the toilet. You can't let the negative thoughts, you can't help what you hear. Hallelujah. But you can help what you listen to. Praise God. Hallelujah. What you saying? I hear what you said, but that don't mean I got to go by what you say. Hallelujah. I've been around 65 years and I ain't seen no good men out there where I'm at. Hey, that's you. But you probably been saying that since you was 18. I've been around 18 years. I ain't seen no good men yet. And been going running with it. Hallelujah. And that's what's become of your life because of what you said. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because that's what you thought. Hallelujah. 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 Our thoughts, hallelujah, are dangerous. Praise God. We got to seize them. Hallelujah. When we have them. Praise God. Everybody that's seen that person, amen, that you know, praise God, that you, let me say it frankly, you done seen that person you attracted to and you had to change that thought. Praise God. A lot of us married, we got to change that thought. We can't meditate on that thought. Hallelujah. If you saved and call yourself saved, call yourself a Christian, Jew, Muslim, Buddhist, whatever you call yourself, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You shouldn't be out there fornicating, amen, and just running the streets all willy-nilly. Hallelujah. You should have some kind of restraint, so you got to change that thought. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because the only thought you're having is, I just want to sleep with them. That's it. And I'm gone. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. I'm talking to everybody, male and female, praise God, because you know whatever situation you in, you can't stay over there with that. Hallelujah, but you're thinking about dipping over there real quick. Hallelujah. Nobody at the mosque can find out. Hallelujah, praise God. Why you think all the Pharisees knew, hallelujah, what kind of woman Jesus was dealing with? Remember when Jesus, the woman was washing Jesus' feet, and they was like, he must don't know what kind of woman that is. Hallelujah. My question is, how did they know what kind of woman that was? Glory to God.
Yes.
And let their head in with her. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we got to, amen, be aware of what's going on in our subconscious. We got to capture those thoughts. We can't allow the thought to come out of our mouth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. One man of God told me he used to say, see a girl and go, ooh-wee. You can't say that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to capture that thought and don't let it out your mouth, because once it's out your mouth, that's a weapon. That's a boomerang. That's a Uzi. You can't get that bullet back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And once you put that thing in action, it's out there because you had the thought. You didn't capture it. And it didn't come up on the subconscious radar because it's not something that regularly happens. Hallelujah. This ain't no everyday occurrence. This ain't no everyday event. So it got past the subconscious. Glory to God. But if you have hallelujah, your prayer life together. If you have meditated on the word of the Lord, hallelujah, praise God, and you have reprogrammed your subconscious, hallelujah, to feed your conscious mind, glory to God, then you will begin to speak positive things into your life, praise God, and you will see them manifest, hallelujah, amen, praise God. But first you got to reprogram, hallelujah, amen, your subconscious mind, glory to God. Hallelujah. As long as you think you can't accomplish it, you ain't. Hallelujah. Praise God. As long as you think ain't no good women, you ain't going to find one. Hallelujah. As long as you got these worldly sayings, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Why you can't? Hallelujah. They do it all the time. Hallelujah. Why we say stuff that don't make no sense? They do it all the time. Hallelujah. They teach old dogs new tricks every day. That's why they call dog trainers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you got to set in your ways. This is who I am. This is what I've been doing all this time and all these years. Hallelujah. I ain't going to change. Hallelujah. And he ain't going to change. Praise God. And as long as that's in your thought process, glory to God. Hallelujah. As long as that's... in your life. Hallelujah. 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 So as we get ready to close on tonight, praise God, hallelujah. What are you, hallelujah, meditating on? Hallelujah. You meditating on negative or you meditating on the word of God? The word of God, hallelujah, tells us nothing but positive. Hallelujah. Well, you don't know what I just went through. I went through this. I don't need to know what exactly you went through, but whatever you went through. Hallelujah. The Bible says that all things are working together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. So if you meditate on that word, hallelujah, amen, and get that into your subconscious mind, hallelujah, amen, when something comes up in life, life don't happen. Praise God. Let's get out of that. Hallelujah. Life's going to be easy. It's going to be easy. No matter. Rich people don't got it easy. Poor people ain't got it easy. Mid-money people ain't got it easy. All of us got problems. Yeah. All of us got bills. All of us got kids. All of us got relationships with people. Hallelujah. If you don't got kids, you got stepkids, nieces, nephews, you got uncles. We all got to communicate with people, and people are a problem. Oh, Lord. Did I say that? People are a problem, glory to God. Hallelujah. To somebody, I'm a problem. Hallelujah. To somebody else, they my problem. Glory to God. We don't deal with problems. We don't deal with life. Glory to God. But if I know that it's working out for my good, then I can see positive things. Instead of negative, I can say, oh, Lord, hallelujah. I can even say, oh, Lord, I don't know why they picking on me. Why? Or I can say, oh, Lord, they picking on me. You must be about to bless me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know what they plotting against me, but whatever they plotting against me is going to work out for my good because you said it in your word. Hallelujah. When you meditate on the word and get it in your subconscious, you don't care what your enemies plot and plead and scam against you. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you know that no weapon formed against you will prosper. You won't be deterred when you see the weapon prosper. Hallelujah. You can see them grab it, load it up, cock it. You can see them aim it at you. You can see them squeeze the trigger, and you can stand there with your arms folded because you know that that weapon will not succeed against you. Hallelujah. You can be surrounded by your enemies and know, according to the word of God, I'm about to eat good because God provides a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I would know not to doubt God because I don't want to be like the Hebrew Israelites out there in the wilderness saying I can't get where God is. Hallelujah. I don't want to have to wait 40 years for you to die to get the blessing God got for me. Hallelujah. Well, I had to get into the word and reprogram my thought process. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Growing up, they said it. It's in all the rap music. There will never be a black president ever. Hallelujah. And yeah, he was mixed, but he was black. Hallelujah. You know, they don't care if you mixed or not. Glory to God. Black is black. Hallelujah. And they got one. Even though my subconscious, everything that I have been programmed in my subconscious mind repetitiously told me that he would not win one time. Definitely not twice. But something in my subconscious was wrong. So my subconscious needed to be reprogrammed. Hallelujah, that my skin color is not a limitation. And I can speak to the mountain, which is my skin color, and say, be thou removed. Hallelujah. In other words, just because I'm black, that's not going to hold me back, hallelujah, in this world. Just because I came from the hood, just because I ain't got no college degree, praise God, hallelujah, amen, just because I ain't on Forbes, none of that matters, hallelujah, because I'm a child of God, and I believe, amen, that if I speak to whatever obstacle is in my way, then it's got to move, because he has given me that kind of power in the words that I speak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
So what do you believe tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you believe, hallelujah, in the heart of your mind, in your subconscious, do you believe it? Hallelujah. Oh, you can do all things through Christ. Hallelujah. Paul said it like this. Let this mind, hallelujah, be in me that is also, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus. You got to have a mind of Christ. Christ did not, when Christ walked on the water, he never thought for a second that he would drown. Oh, y'all don't hear me. I said when Christ walked on the water, he never thought for a second that he would drown. Hallelujah. He knew. Praise God. And if you read the text, I ain't got time to pull it up now, but if you read the text, if you read it very carefully, it might seem like he was going to walk right by him. Now, look, it was a storm going on. They in the boat, and they seen Christ walking on the water. They thought it was a ghost. It didn't look like he was going to get on that boat. It looked like to me, hallelujah, as I read it and picture in my head, he was going to walk right there. I'm going to walk to the other side myself. He already told y'all to go without him. I'll meet y'all over there. Glory to God. I've been like, how are you going to get over here? Hallelujah, praise God. He walked across the water. See, you might take other avenues to get, hallelujah, where God has told you to go. Glory to God. But God might have me just walk right across. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to believe these things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It ain't no use to these people. That's how the self-help groups are doing. The self-help dudes, that's all they doing is having you repeat the same thing over and over to yourself. I am a good person. I will do good things. I will succeed. That's all he doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the principle of God. He's just reprogramming your subconscious mind with positive instead of negative. Hallelujah. Praise God, because just like that process in your computer, hallelujah, the process in your subconscious can only hold so much. Glory to God, hallelujah. So when you overrun it with positive, hallelujah, amen, the negative files have to self-delete. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. And when those negative files begin to self-delete, you're going to be stuck with nothing but positive. Glory to God. And you're going to begin to look at everything in a positive light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think I'm going to end it with this. I don't know. I was listening to this testimony of this person. They was in one of them hurricanes a couple years ago. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they thought that the hurricane, hallelujah, amen, was from my point of view, I thought the hurricane was a tragedy. And initially they thought it was too. Oh, my goodness. We done lost everything. Everything flooded out. The car gone except the one we was in. Hallelujah. But the other one gone. The house gone. Furniture, pictures, everything gone. Hallelujah. They thought, amen, praise God, it was some kind of curse. They didn't realize until the check came. Oh, Lord. See, God works in mysterious ways. If you want something new, sometimes God got to destroy the old. But you don't see it. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. You don't even see it in the moment. You don't realize it's working to your good till that check come. Shafima showed up, and they got the new car, and they got the new house and moved away from over by the flood area. Glory to God. Hallelujah. see how God, amen, turns a tragedy, amen, into something, hallelujah, amen, into a miracle. Something you can't explain. You thought it was the end of the world. Some of them old pictures got to go. Lord have mercy. I don't know why the Lord. Some of them old memories got to go. We holding on to pictures so we can reminisce. Hallelujah. Look how I used to look. I used to look good. You still look good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I used to do this. I used to that. You still are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes God got to destroy the old things so he can bring in the new things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you won't see it in that moment. You've been asking God for a blessing. Hallelujah, praise God. You've been asking God for, hallelujah, amen, the new house. You've been asking him for the new car. Hallelujah. Then when the storm comes, remember, it's a blessing in the midst of a storm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every time a storm came, hallelujah, there was a miracle after the storm. And the only reason the storm comes is because the enemy is trying to prevent you, hallelujah, from reaching the destiny that you have in Christ Jesus. He know when you get through this storm, you're going to get a blessing. He know when you get through this storm, you're going to get a miracle. He know when you get through this storm, is healing on the other side. He know when you make it through this, hallelujah, praise God, that God is going to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. He knows it, and he's trying to prevent it, but guess what? You can't stop God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The only thing that'll stop you is you. Just like God put everything in you to make it, everything is in you to destroy yourself. When you decide I can't do it, when you decide I can't make it, when you decide the storm is too tough, when you decide the journey is too long, when you decide to throw in the towel, when you decide to wave the white flag, hallelujah, when you decide that you can't go no more, the Bible says all you got to do is finish the race. He didn't ask you to be the fastest, hallelujah, he didn't ask you to be the strongest. He just asked you to finish, meaning that you can. Hallelujah. Anything you start, you can finish. Glory to God. You just got to finish it. Hallelujah. 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 So as we get ready to close tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Have you reprogrammed yourself? Hallelujah. Have you started meditating on the word of God? Hallelujah. Have you stopped, amen, amen, listening to what other people say? Like I said, you can hear them, but you ain't got to listen to them. I'm not saying that backwards. You can listen, but you ain't got to hear them. Hallelujah. The Bible says he who has an ear, let him hear. Maybe you hearing the wrong thing. You can't help what you're listening to. Everybody talking. Somebody going to give you some advice, but what are you hearing? Hallelujah. Praise God. You hearing what Bob say. You hearing what Jimmy say. You hearing what Susie Ann say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you didn't listen or hear to what God said. Glory to God on tonight. And God is saying tonight, if you want those things that God has promised you, hallelujah, you got to believe him for it. You got to know. Hallelujah. You got to have all confidence in God. Hallelujah. That the things he put in you, he put it in you. Glory to God. It's just like when you get that car and drive it off the lot, brand new, still on the window. Hallelujah. Amen. You ready to drive out of town. You got confidence. Hallelujah. This ain't no car you done had 4 or 5 years. Hallelujah. This brand new off the lot. You got confidence that everything on this car works. I ain't even going to check it all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I got confidence off the lot. God say, where is your confidence tonight? Don't be like Peter and say, I'm going to step out. I'm going to step out on faith, and then your faith fly away with the wind. Hallelujah. As soon as the storm begins to blow, you begin to look around. Hallelujah. Then God got to catch you. God got to save you because you took your eyes off the prize. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God on tonight. Hallelujah for his word. We thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. That he is good. We thank God on tonight that he has put in us the ability. Hallelujah. To achieve any and all things. Hallelujah. Through Christ Jesus. Through the ability he has put in our mouths. The ability is put in our mind. Hallelujah. The ability is put into our subconscious mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. We magnify you. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah, Lord. And Lord, help us, Lord. Hallelujah. To work out these principles. Help us, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. To change our minds. Help us, Lord. Hallelujah. To reprogram our subconscious, Lord. Help us to meditate on your word. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Your Holy Ghost has helped us see through every single day. Hallelujah. Your Holy Ghost that helps us make it through each and every way, Lord. We just thank you on tonight. We just praise you. We just magnify your love. We just love you. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. And we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, and hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't forget to give God the praise. Hallelujah. Don't forget to magnify, not for the gifts that you got, but for the fact that your name has been written in the book of life. Glory to God. Yo, we got power. Hallelujah. But thank God that we got our names written down. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what you ought to be thankful for. He's just letting you know that you got some things in you. You got some special features. Praise God. Can I give you one more? Hallelujah. You know, back in the day, we had DVDs. And when you put the DVD in, it had special features. Hallelujah. Amen. You can hear commentary. Praise God. You can see the leaded scenes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if you never click on it, you never know it's there. Hallelujah. You never knew you could find out all this information about this movie unless you click on the special features. God is trying to get you to click on the special features tonight. Hallelujah. There's no one to believe in that. You believe they call it hocus pocus. Hallelujah. And they spread it to the church too. Hallelujah. And told us not to believe in miracles, not to believe in name it, claim it, glory to God, because they know that it's real. They know that miraculous things happen. They know that miracles can happen. They know you can speak things into existence. So they try to limit your capability by telling you these things ain't real. Ghosts ain't real, even though you done seen ghosts. You done seen spirits. But they tell you they ain't real. Hallelujah. You done seen miracles. Hallelujah. But they tell you miracles don't happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time for a complete reprogramming on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We can do all things through Christ. The Bible says through man it's impossible. Can't do it. Hallelujah. You right. You can't do it. But with God, with the ability God has given me, I can do all things. You can't stop me from doing nothing. Hallelujah. Praise God. I can heal myself from the inside out. All I got to do is reprogram myself what to do. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Make sure you tune in next week. We're going to get deeper into the subconscious. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We're going to get deeper into it. Amen. Because we don't know. We think we're running the show. Glory to God. That's why the Holy Ghost got to intervene, because our subconscious is running the show. The Holy Ghost got to step in and say, don't do that. That's when the Holy Ghost step in and say, I know you do this every other day. And no other problems have happened every other day. But today, don't do that. Your subconscious mind is telling you there's nothing wrong with doing this because you do this every day. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is a part of your routine. But the Holy Ghost got to step in and say, hold up. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. Don't do that today. It ain't going to go your way today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's get the reprogramming. Let's start with reading the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Why don't you start with go back to Deuteronomy where he says, if you do good, I'll bless you. Hallelujah. If you do good, I'll bless you. That's enough for you to want to do good. Oh, glory. That's enough for you to want to do good. Hallelujah. And he said, if you do evil, I'll curse you. That's a promise of God, a promise. Hallelujah. Why else is it called the promises of God? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And reprogram from what the world has taught you, from what your mama and dad has taught you, from what the school has taught you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All that crap need to go down the trough. Hallelujah. It needs to be flushed. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God tonight. Amen. Praise God. We're going to open up the phone lines. I don't know if anybody's on tonight. If anybody's called in or tuned in, got a testimony, prayer request, hallelujah, now would be the time, praise God. Will there be one on tonight? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Apostle, you have something? Praise God. I think I hear you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, man of God. Amen. Just enjoying the word of the Lord on tonight. Amen. Thanking God.
Hey.
Amen. Hey, we can never judge a book. We can never judge a book by the cover. Amen. The disciples got jealous. Amen. Because the woman with the alabaster box gave more worship to God than they did. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And they were trying to judge her by what she was. And the Lord already knew who she was. Amen. But God wasn't looking at who she was. He was looking at the fact that she reverenced him and gave him something that the disciples didn't give him. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And is it going to be that God going to have to go to people who we think don't have a right to worship God, and he going to get them, and they going to give him more worship than us that have been in the church for 40 and 50 years because we done got too comfortable with the Lord? But I just want to say that, amen, that God is raising up a people in this hour. And it's a blessing to be a part of the remnant that God is using. Amen. Peace and blessings to you, man of God. Amen. Great word. Amen.
Amen. Bless you, man of God. Bless you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's raised up a people, y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for that. Hallelujah. Amen. So you better change. You better get it together. This the hour. What did he say last night? This the time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put it together, praise God. Because I don't want to be passed over. Hallelujah. What they used to sing a song about a train. Somebody just train ain't carrying no this, ain't carrying no that, and it's leaving on time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you better get it together and get on that train. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Is there anyone else online on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Any testimonies, prayer requests before we get out of here? We've had a blessed time in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God once again for all of y'all that have called in and tuned in. If you're watching this, amen, on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, this is the recording. We encourage you to join us here every night, praise God, Monday through Friday. Hallelujah. Amen. At 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Midwest time, 9 o'clock Central time, and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard time. Hallelujah. Amen. Monday through Friday, you can come in and catch a word from the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and get us out of here on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, for your abilities that you have given to us, Lord, that you have put inside of us, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you for it. Hallelujah, Lord. Help us, Lord, to reprogram ourselves to see and to understand and to know that we are your children. We are your creation. We are made in your image. Hallelujah, Lord. And we are therefore creators in our own right. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you for that. We praise you for it. We magnify you, Lord. And, Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. And we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. We leave this place, but never from your presence. We just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. Don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. We'll see y'all tomorrow night. I hope this lights off.
It gets so hard just trying to figure it out, fighting doubt, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words in my mouth and stay on the ground. Trouble come and go, even on a mountain high or a valley low, but never let your faith go.
Never let your faith go.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which
way to go.
Stressed out, world so crazy, might as well
stay in the house.
Been trying to rise up, got terrible guys.
They look like us, but we know who we trust. Just when I say that we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright.
Let's go.
Alright.
Say
we gon' be alright.
In these last days, evil times will come, and it's
here today.
Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder.
Here today.
Human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape, trouble and stain.
Show me your feelings for people that pray.
Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done
in the earth.
Let your glory rise, let your sun shine.
Let it shine through the dark.
Even through the storm and the rain,
we will shout,
hey!
Cause we know that the tonight, we gon' be alright.
Hey, hold this breath together.
We gon' be alright.
Jump, get from me up, do it, what?
We gon' be alright.
Hey, so don't you worry about it.
Oh, no.
Don't you cry about it.
Oh, no.
Hey, I believe I'll receive every word that he promised me.
We gon' be alright.
Oh, Jesus.
We gon' be alright.
We believe, yeah.
We gon' be alright.
Hey, don't worry about it.
Oh, no.
Don't move, don't sleep over it.
Oh, no.
Just believe and receive every word that he promised you.
We gon' be alright.
Hey, so lift your hands up.
We gon' be alright.
Hallelujah. Just give him worship.
We gon' be alright.
I won't worry about it.
Oh, no.
I won't lose sleep over it.
Oh, no.
He got everything under control to tell my own that
we gon' be alright.
Good God!
Right.
Good God! Right. That battle, if it does, this, hit on, hit the ball, that, this, no, we know that
he gon' be alright.
Stopping the sun. They try to break me, try to pick me up, but under Jesus is on my side. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got multiple times. But the enemy can't stop me, cause heaven's calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. The eagle's stepping and make it alright. Wonder how you sleep at night.
Only do it
by if you will.
Anybody
tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back made the victory of my life. Cause when it comes at your best and hard, there's only one that can come and make it right. So ain't no need for tripping and crying, cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time.
Times.